Well, the president of the United States also told American women not to take Tylenol or give it to their kids. This is based on a theory that it causes autism somehow. And he also, in a social media post, the same one, called for the measles, mumps, and rubella shot to be broken up into three different shots. That was then endorsed by the acting CDC director. Are you concerned by this kind of suggestive linkage at the top of the CDC and from the White House?
Again, I'm a doctor, and so I'm going to go where the evidence takes me. And the best evidence is a study out of Sweden with 2 million children that found no causality, no association, if you will, between taking Tylenol in pregnancy and getting autism. And of course, that concerns me, because there's going to be a mom out there. Again, I'm a doctor. I talk to patients in a room, and her child has autism. She took Tylenol for a high fever during pregnancy, and now she blames herself. That's just the way mamas think, and that's wrong. We don't want her to think that. The best evidence that there is no relationship. By the way, if you have a high fever during pregnancy, that may be a risk for autism. Now, of course, if you're pregnant, talk to your physician before you take anything. But point being, the best evidence is that there's no relationship between the two. And I don't want women putting themselves on a guilt trip when the best evidence shows not. By the way, the president has spoken out strongly in favor of immunizations in other cases. And I noted when he got his physical, he got the flu and COVID shots. So the president has demonstrated that he believes in immunization.